In Iraq, at the beginning of 2009, thousands of private security contractors will lose their immunity. They have been immune from prosecution under Iraqi law. This change is coming just as five employees of the private security company Blackwater face charges in the U.S. for allegedly killing 17 Iraqi civilians in 2007. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad on the tensions surrounding security contractors in Iraq.
When you see a small helicopter flying low, fast circles over Baghdad, chances are that's operated by private security contractors, providing an aerial escort to some VIP who's traveling on the ground with a convoy of armed guards. Security companies are the most visible symbol of the booming private contractor industry that has accompanied America's five-year occupation of Iraq. According to U.S. government reports, private security companies earned between $6 and $10 billion in Iraq between 2003 and 2007.
There are probably 3,000 to 5,000 Westerners that are involved in the industry right now, maybe upwards of 5,000 to 10,000 third country nationals, and another 15,000 would be Iraqis themselves, both Shia, Sunni, and the Kurds.
Lawrence Peters is the director of the Private Security Company Association of Iraq, which represents around 40 such companies.
They guard people through personnel security details. They protect facilities, and they also protect cargo movements through convoy security.
For the last 5 years, private security contractors like Blackwater, DynCorp, and Aegis have enjoyed complete immunity from Iraqi law. That will change on January 1st, when the new Iraqi-American Security Pact goes into effect. One key clause states that Iraq will then have the right to prosecute private contractors under Iraqi law. That has people like Lawrence Peters worried.
The advice that we're being given is to have good local legal counsel.
If there's a police chief or a governor who has a political issue, they can actually throw a foreign contractor in jail.
Doug Brooks heads the International Peace Operations Association, which speaks for the contracting industry in Iraq.
There are concerns about pretrial detention and human rights issues. There are concerns about sentencing because Iraq is known as having a fairly robust capital punishment system.
But Mahmoud Othman, a Kurdish lawmaker in the Iraqi parliament, says it's time contractors had to answer to the law.
The contractors have behaved very badly in Iraq. They are mercenaries anyway, and people hate them. When they are in the street, nobody dares to approach them. They have shot people, they have killed people. And I think everybody is happy about removing immunity from it. Every Iraqi.
Anyone traveling the congested streets of Baghdad has been witness to the aggressive behavior of gun-toting private security contractors roaring past in convoys of armored vehicles. This uniformed traffic policeman named Muhammad Ali says the security contractors refuse to obey his instructions. Security contractors recently shot at one of our traffic policemen while he was on his motorcycle, Ali says, adding, I'm more afraid of the security companies than I am of the American soldiers. This Iraqi man, who only gives his first name Ahmed, recently quit after spending a year making $48 a day working as an armed driver for the security company Aegis in the Iraqi town of Kut. He says most of the employees on his team were ex-British military, and he says they regularly sent him to buy them anabolic steroids like Dianabol.
For such people, yes, I want them to leave the country.
A recent Government Accountability Office report concluded that since 2007, the U.S. government has taken some significant steps to strengthen the oversight of private security contractors. As for the companies themselves, they say they will wait and see how the Iraqi government treats them in coming months. Industry insiders say security contractors are already anticipating that Afghanistan, under the Obama administration, will become the next major market for their services. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.